I'm Sheila Umberger. I'm the director of libraries for the city of Roanoke. I have a couple stories. One is actually something that happened that would be fairly seems routine, and maybe it happens a lot. But I was on a flight. I was on a business trip, and we were flying out of Charlotte, and it was kind of a stormy summer night with a lot of wind and stuff. So we had a couple hour delay out of Charlotte, and so we finally made our way onto the plane for the short flight back to Roanoke from Charlotte. And I don't know if it was just the extreme exhaustion of the passengers, but it was very Roanoke-oriented people on that plane that wanted to get back to Roanoke that night. And so as we came through the mist, the way we were flying back from Charlotte, the Mill Mountain Star was on the right of the plane, and you could have basically, it felt like you could reach out and touch the star as we came. And it was like we were flying, and then all of a sudden we could see the mountains, and then all of a sudden, just really out of the blue, the star appeared. The entire flight applauded. And that, it was really spontaneous, and several people were saying, thank goodness we're home. And it just struck me when, we were talking about collecting stories. This seems like a simple story, but it really adds a lot of things. If you start thinking about the familiarity of being away, the stress of being away, the idea of coming home, it really represented that to people. So when we started talking about Star Stories for the Starcropolis program that we're working on here at the library with Hollins and the city and other folks, that story, I remembered that story. I had actually kind of forgotten. It's kind of a small thing, but I think what it represented was what really struck me in thinking about this, because there was this major sense of relief, like we're finally home, we're back in the valley, but it's safe, the weather's not as bad tonight once we land, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of a neat thing to have the entire plane applaud the star in Roanoke. The other one is tied to the All-America City Award, the Sixth Award. In 2011, the city manager, Chris Morrill, called me and asked if the library would be the lead on that application. So we spent most of 2011 doing that with several key partners from United Way to Taphead Start, City Schools, Carilion Research Institute, the library. And we spent a bit of time. We went to Denver, and we actually won the Sixth All-American City Award, so we're very excited about that. And when we came back, because it was such a big experience for the community, we decided once we returned to Roanoke that we would have a celebration. And we talked about different options, and we ended up having our celebration at the Star. It was a really special day. It was a beautiful fall day. It was in September, so we won right around the 1st of July of 2012. But in September, after the summer holidays were over and everything, we decided, and when I say we, it was a lot of our key partners, but particularly the mayor, David Bowers, Dr. Rita Bishop, and Chris Morrill, the city manager. They were our three kind of spokespersons. And what we did on the library side is we helped facilitate a lot of school children going to the Star that day. A lot of children that were maybe preschool as well as school children. And we probably had 300 or 400 children that went up to the Star. I'd even gave away cupcakes, and a lot of the school groups came up there and had picnics at the Star. But one of the key moments that was really special was that the mayor, Chris, and Dr. Bishop all read at the Star with the Star behind them. But I think of all of the things that happened that day, the thing that struck me the most were the number of children who had seen the Star from a distance. But when they got off the school bus, you imagine these little tiny children, and they're looking up at the star, and they're like, oh my goodness. And one little girl even said, I'm bringing my mommy up here tonight. So it was really kind of, we were really touched by the fact that the children were so, they were so in awe of the star, and they had seen it all their life, but they had never been, for whatever reason, several of them had never been up to the star. So it was just kind of seeing the star with fresh eyes, and that's what was exciting about that, besides the fact that we had won the All-America City Award six times. So that was exciting in its own way, too.